Really happy to welcome to the program today the new president of the Ward 2 Civic Association, Richard Ash, has stopped on by to chat with us a little bit about himself and about the association and his hopes and dreams and goals for the future. Richard, nice to see you.
Nice to see you, Joe. Nice to see you too, Joe. How are you?
Yeah, doing great. Appreciate the opportunity to talk to you about this. I saw the little article in the Quincy Sun announcing your presidency at the Ward 2 Civic Association. I said I got to give Richard a call and get him over here because it sounds like he needs some help getting the group re-inspired, I guess.
Yeah, we all the exposure we can get, you know, the better.
Yeah.
I've been a part of the group for 2 or 3 years now.
Okay.
As a board member, and it was kind of the perfect storm with the pandemic and, you know, just the membership declining over the years. Where I'm really excited to jump in there and lead it. You know, there's some great board members that have been trying and working all these years to get more people over there. I say over there, meaning, you know, the Four River area of the city. And now with the new clubhouse and everything that's going on in the city, I'm hoping it's a really good time and a great time to step in and try to get some new membership and new events.
Great. Who are you succeeding? Who is your predecessor?
Nancy Delisle, I believe, was the president of record before.
Okay. Yep. Okay. She's still with the group? Or
she is, yes.
Oh, okay.
She's acting, I believe right now she's acting as a clerk.
Okay.
It's herself, Ann Croke, Fiona Coughlin, and me. And
I just wanted to ask you who the association is. Yeah, okay. So very good. So you do have a structure and you have board meetings, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. It is a nonprofit with the state. There are board meetings. And as I said, the four of us have been kind of rotating in different official capacities over the last 3 or 4 years.
Gotcha. Okay. How old, do you know, is the association? Even just roughly, Richard, do you know?
I don't know.
Okay.
I want
right.
to say at least 25, 30
years. Is it really?
Years.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's one of the...
If not longer.
One of the older ones in the city then, yeah.
Right.
I know it's been very active. I know that pre-pandemic, at least, the Four River Clubhouse that you mentioned always had something going on,
right.
You know, trying to get the community involved. Then the Four River Field got that huge infusion. I'm sure that's been a boost to the community as well down there.
Yes, the new park at Four River Field, it's state-of-the-art. It's beautiful, and it's drawing more people. And I know, you know, friends and acquaintances of mine that travel from near cities and towns to go to
Fort River. Is that
right? Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
That's nice to see,
sure. Yes, I'm sure, you know, obviously the more traffic the better, but I know that it's picked up.
Well, we've learned over the past year and a half how important being outdoors is,
that's
you
true.
Know, and having some physical activity, so it's a great resource, because that part of the city, as you know, there's not a lot of green space.
Right.
You know, it's kind of a built up industrial part of the city, so I'm sure to have that is great. The clubhouse itself, though, is what, 100 years old?
If not more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the status of the renovation?
Well, actually, I'm looking forward to our Ward 2 Zoom check-in next on the 30th.
Okay.
So September 30th, we're hosting a Zoom check-in, and one of the big ticket items that we're looking to talk about is an update on the clubhouse and the timeline. I was there on the primary election day.
Mm-hmm.
There's some work, and you can tell that you know, some things are going on. And I believe we're going to have Paul Hines from the Parks Department, from the Parks Department. We're going to have him come and log on to the viewers and give an update, an overview, maybe
great.
A timeline, whatever he's able to. Because I know people are looking. People want to know kind of what's going on with the clubhouse.
I'm sure. Yeah. Are there events happening? Have you had events happening this year in person?
At the clubhouse?
Yeah.
Not yet. I don't think that it's suitable right now to have events there.
Okay.
Because
of the construction, right? Not
correct.
The pandemic. Okay.
No, yeah,
okay.
Because of the construction.
Okay.
We did do some stuff outside. We had a food truck event in May.
Okay.
And that was good to get people out. A big part of the association is that clubhouse. So
need a spot.
We're hoping and looking forward to a nice update to see what the timeline is on it. At the same time, I think it's going to be beautiful and done the right way. So.
Sure.
You know, we want it to be good and last 100 more years and not rush the project.
Sure. So how many members do you know in the association right now?
I know that our email list is about 100.
Okay.
I don't know how many of those people that I can say are still active.
No, I understand.
That's kind of the project going forward, is getting new members in, figuring out who's still active and who wants to be, and then really assessing what everybody wants to do as a neighborhood association. It's kind of up in the air. You know, I would love to put on some great events. I know Wollaston Hill and I'm sorry, Penns Hill and the Wollaston Hill Neighborhood Associations, they do great outside events. And we have all that space there at Four River, you know, the beaches. And and then when a clubhouse is, when the clubhouse is done, it'd be perfect.
Yeah, I don't think the others have a clubhouse, as it were. You know, they use maybe some schools or other public spaces. Yes. You have a designated spot.
Right.
So that's a big boon for sure. Yep. How does one become a member of the Ward 2 Civic Association?
You can reach out to us. Our Gmail, our email address is ward2civicassociation@gmail.com.
Okay.
I'm not hard to find at all. I don't think that...
I had no trouble getting you in there.
I'm not hard to find. And our new Facebook page is up. We'll have a new logo and some new graphics in the coming weeks.
Okay.
And then our Zoom check-in, which I will send you the login info to, is on September 30th from 6:30 to 8. And there we'll talk about our fall events, namely a Ward 2 Candidates Night for the city council seat, a Halloween event, and also our Christmas party. We'll talk about those and the details surrounding those. We'll get updates from, hopefully, from our new community police officer, as well as on the clubhouse. Councilor Andronico will give an update, and we will talk kind of about what the next 3 months looks like with some new events going on, and see what everybody wants.
Okay.
It'll kind of be a Q&A. What would you like to see from us as a neighborhood association?
What are some of your hopes? You know, you mentioned Wollaston Hill. They have, you know, Porch Fest, Saturdays in the Park. Penns Hill has events up at the Abigail Adams Cairn. Right. How about in Ward 2? What would you like to
see? I would love some outdoor events.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I would love to do some outdoor events. There's also, I don't know if you read the Sun article, there is an advocacy piece that I think we have the opportunity to address as well, and being the liaison between, you know, City Hall and any city updates and things going on in the neighborhood and in the community that people might want to know more information about.
Sure. What are some of the things people are concerned about in Ward 2? Obviously you've got the shipyard is a big part of it, right?
Right. The
compressor station, I'm sure, just across the river as well.
Yeah, there's the shipyard, there's the compressor station, there's the clubhouse, there's the new businesses coming in from the stretch of Washington Street, from the intersection at 3A down to the Four River Bridge.
Yep.
There's the buildup of that area, and even just the recent strip mall there with all the retail and commercial space.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I'm not really sure what people are concerned about outside of those items, but I would love to hear kind of see what we can do and keep people updated, keep them informed, and then hopefully get them out to some fun events and really be a neighborhood association that people are excited about and want to get out and see their neighbors and be involved.
Yeah. Is there a cost to be a member, Richard?
I believe that there used to be a cost to be a member.
Okay.
I'm not sure what. I'm sure we'll have some dues, but I'm not sure what those are going to be
right.
yet.
All right. Okay. And what are the kind of commitments if you are a member in terms of time? Do you have to serve on a special committee or you know, give a certain amount of time or anything?
We'll do meetings.
Okay.
We'll do member meetings, hopefully once a month, and then kind of our community check-ins will be every quarter.
Okay.
Quarterly.
All right.
Is what I'm looking to do.
And I'm assuming you want a good kind of representation of Ward 2, right, on the association.
Right.
It's very diverse in terms of
it is.
Backgrounds, cultural. So you want a good representation, I'm sure, of that.
Yes, definitely. Backgrounds, cultures, in the area of Ward 2 that I'm from, which is the Quincy Point area, is all, there's a great Lebanese and Arabic community with the mosque.
So the mosque is right there.
And then there's also, you know, that's kind of the shipyard side, and you've got everything. It's awesome.
The St. Joseph's is there too.
Right.
So
it's great to see. It's awesome.
Yeah. Well, good for you. For did you volunteer or were you nominated and elected to be president, or how did that happen?
I don't know if I'm going to answer that one.
Okay.
No. The four of us have been kicking around ideas for events for a couple of years.
Okay.
And it really was with the pandemic. We had a successful food drive during the pandemic.
Yeah.
And then a nice event in May. And then we kind of thought, let's revamp altogether and try to, instead of trying to get a couple events on the books every year, let's revamp and see what people want from us.
Yeah, reset, right?
And what we can do to hopefully meet those needs.
A fresh start, yeah. I think the pandemic did that with a lot of organizations and individuals too, you know, everybody kind of taking a pause and reflecting and saying, what are we really doing and what do we really want to do and how can we make it better, right? Did the association do anything in terms of like vaccination clinics or things like that for the pandemic?
We did not do anything with the vaccination clinics.
Okay.
We did a food drive early on for Interfaith.
Yes.
And then we had a small event in May. We did Cleaner Greener.
Oh, all right. Okay. Sure.
So we've been staying active and attending events and whatnot.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, getting people to this check-in, we'll have an opportunity for people to ask us questions kind of say what they're looking for or if they would come to the events that we're looking to host. And, you know, I tried to get one on the books end of summer, early fall, but the city is just so, we're just so busy. It was impossible.
All of a sudden, everything kicked into high gear. Yeah.
It was. I don't think I could find a Saturday or a Sunday to have an outside.
There was something
event
every single weekend.
Yeah, which is a great problem to have.
Right.
But, you know, I wasn't, I looked at, when you look at the city calendar, it's going to have to wait. It'll have to wait a couple months.
Right. So. Well, it'll give you a little time to figure out where you're going to.
Yeah.
I know former councillor Kroll was very interested in having like a satellite senior center maybe come to Ward 2. Is that something that you think might be important for folks?
Yeah. I mean, we have 1,000 Southern Artery, which is the biggest senior center in the city, I believe.
Yes.
And that's always been a conversation that I think Councillor Kroll was talking about.
Yep.
So that's definitely a possibility.
Okay.
And that is a lot of the our members, our seniors.
Yes.
So which is definitely something that I'd be looking into and trying to see if we can figure something out with.
Okay. In terms of outreach, how are you doing that? Obviously, I found it from The Sun, but you're doing social media and other avenues too?
Social media.
Okay.
Social media is probably our biggest form of outreach right now.
Okay.
I'm looking to do some mailings.
Yep.
Just because I want to reach the senior population.
Absolutely, yeah.
So we'll do some mailings. And we're going to bug you to post everything and run everything that
it's not a bug. It's not a bug at all. That's what we love to do here. So please include us in your list of contacts for sure.
Great. Yeah.
Do you publish a newsletter right now? Do you know?
Or not right now.
Okay.
Definitely. We will be though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Get us on your mailing list too, Richard.
We'll do.
Okay. Anything else we should let folks know about right now?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
Tune into our check-in on September 30th on Zoom from 6:30 to 8. It will be recorded. And then after that, our Candidates Day, will be Sunday, October 24th. Time to be determined. I'm not sure if it's going to be inside or outside yet.
Okay.
And then we're looking to do a Halloween event. I believe that'll be October 28th.
Okay.
And we'll take it from there.
All right. Is there an actual website yet for the association?
There's not a new website yet.
I didn't think so. Okay. Is that on the agenda?
It is on the agenda.
Okay. All right. Look forward to that, too.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming over. Great to see you.
Thank you, Joe.
Pleasure, as always. And we'll be in touch.
Great.
All right. Thanks for watching us here at AM Quincy. Richard Ash, the new president of the Ward 2 Civic Association.